It'll be a 51-49 Senate. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock beats Republican challenger Herschel Walker in Tuesday's Senate runoff election in Georgia.
Incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock will return to Washington as Democrats' 51st seat in the Senate.
We have put in the hard work, and here we are standing together.
Outspent on ads, Herschel Walker's campaign hoped a last-minute pitch by popular Governor Brian Kemp would help on-the-fence Republicans.
We put up one heck of a fight.
But Democrats were able to turn out early and mail in votes, nearly 2 million before Election Day. While Democrats already control the Senate, the 51-49 majority will make committee business easier and quicker for the president's party.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. With 9 days remaining until a government funding deadline, Republicans may succeed in blocking a Democrat catch-all spending bill that would stretch into next fall. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Time is ticking. We have not been able to agree on a top line yet. And I think it's becoming increasingly likely that we may need to do a short-term CR into early next year.
That continuing resolution would fund the government until the new Congress is sworn in, with Republicans taking the majority in the House. The Senate Armed Services Committee has approved two amendments to the defense spending bill that would, at least temporarily, blunt the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for service people by blocking vaccine refusal discharges while the military is at less than full strength. According to Reuters, the federal prosecutor's office in Germany says a number of raids have been conducted, resulting in the arrest of 25 suspected members of a terrorist organization, which the German Attorney General's office says was planning to take over the country's parliament building in a coup attempt. America is listening to Fox.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
News. The Trump Organization has been found guilty in a tax evasion trial.
After 10 hours of deliberations, the jury found the Trump Organization guilty of widespread, long-running financial crimes. It was a scheme, they said, was to cheat on taxes, though Trump himself was not charged in this case. Prosecutors say the former president explicitly sanctioned the scheme by signing off on deceptive practices, personally paying for fraudulent perks for some executives, and giving his okay to a key part of the plot. The former president's people say not true.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The superintendent of the Loudoun County, Virginia school district is out of a job. Scott Zickler was fired last night, a day after a scathing report from a grand jury investigating the way the district handled two sexual assaults by the same male student. School system quick to point out the grand jury didn't hand down any indictments. But Virginia's attorney general warning that panel isn't done yet. More than 300 criminal charges have been filed against the suspect in last month's shooting at an LGBTQ bar in Colorado Springs, including 5 counts of murder. More states are telling their employees they cannot put a Chinese-owned video app on their state-issued cell phones.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced a ban on TikTok on all devices in the state's executive branch. South Carolina's Republican governor announced a ban of TikTok from all state-owned devices. South Dakota's Republican governor announced a similar ban last week. But some Democrats are concerned as well, including Virginia Senator Mark Warner, who told the Fox News Rundown podcast this week.
And the administration has been promising now for over a year they could find a way to make TikTok safe. I am a skeptic. I want to see what they come up with.
Warner says not only can the app make influential algorithmic recommendations and restrict content, but it can take data off of your phone. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.